On aboard the choo-choo train.
Check a look.
Welcome, everybody, to Crazy Train of Thought, brought to you by the Idiot Savants. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am your host, Ryan Wolf. We are live from Savant Studios. Coming up on today's episode, we have what not to do in VR poker, how Raji and Ancient Epic is like God of War, and why The Ascent is a better cyberpunk game than Cyberpunk 2077. Joining me today, I have
Pokemaster Troy Osborne is here.
Pokemaster Troy Osborne joins us. Thank you for being here, Troy. How you doing, man?
Great.
Good.
Glad to be back on the pod.
Yeah, back on the pod.
Back on the pod.
Next.
Colin freaking Giffey.
Colin Giffey.
Back on the pod.
He's back.
Back in black.
Back again.
You're definitely wearing white.
Colin's black. I got black shorts on.
Oh, me too. Want?
AC/DC could make a song about me. Back in Black, yes, is about me.
Yes,
I'm pretty
could.
Sure it came out before I was born, but yes, it is about me. When did that song come out? 90s?
Back in Black?
Back in Black?
77.
So, wait, no way. 77?
Actually,
it's not that old, dude. There's no way.
No, that album, let's see, Bon Scott died. Yeah, 77, I
really?
Want to say.
I'm horrible, dude. AC/DC is.
Their first album was in 1969. Dirty D, Thunder Cheap.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yep. I thought that
they sound really
too.
Good. 1980 was Back in Black.
Okay. So still close.
Still close. Like, yeah. That's, I did not know that was an 80s song.
Yeah.
Just, I think it's because I listened to the remastered version and they just did such a good job of making that sound clean. Like, that's the song I use to test speakers. Whenever I install speakers
what?
Or anything,
really?
I use Back in Black. Yeah. Because it okay. just has such a good sound to it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you know, like, I'm sure you've heard it a million times. Like,
yeah,
you
how
know
to
what
EQ
this is
it.
Supposed to
yeah,
sound
exactly,
like.
Exactly, yep.
Yeah.
It's the song, that. Man.
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know it was that old.
I use Who Let the Dogs Out by Baha Men.
Yeah.
What, who sings that song?
Baha Men.
Oh, my God. That is the worst song. I fucking hate that
There's
song.
Another song.
That's worse than...
But who doesn't know it and doesn't know how it's supposed to sound?
Like, all right, fair.
When I was working at the car dealership, I every time I would get in a new car that had nice speakers, say it had like a JBL audio system in it, I would bump Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now. That's the song. That song bumps pretty hard, so I'll use that to test speakers too, and that's nice.
Because at the where you'd work before, mm-hmm. you would get them for like hours, right?
Yeah,
like you'd
hours, yeah.
Yeah.
And be driving them real far, like 3-4 hours sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just bumping music, especially the ones with the JBL audio systems.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was fun.
I didn't love that system, actually.
Really?
In my car, yeah.
I think the newer, you have a newer one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It has JBL in it?
Yeah.
Nice.
But I was.
Not anymore.
You haven't EQ'd down. It right. That's why.
Well, maybe. Let's EQ the car. Yeah,
let's
right
go
now.
Right now. We'll bring the pod it. Into the car.
Yeah. We'll take the
hey guys, we're here in Ryan's car. You just hear.
Yeah, it probably doesn't need EQ'd really. Because you're going to
take the speakers out.
You're going to want to turn the bass down, and I'm not about that life.
Turn the bass down?
Yeah.
Dude, I pump the bass up.
Okay. Yeah. Pump the bass
up. No. Pump the bass up. You just got to make sure your mids and treble are right. Usually those go up a little bit too if you're really trying to have a good sound.
Okay.
Set your balance right.
What should my balance be set?
Have your speakers, so like in the car settings, there's a way to make the, like there's like a point that like all the audio is going to be focused onto.
Is it
you make it slightly, you make it slightly behind the front seats so that it's coming from the back more because that's where your good speakers are. Your front speakers aren't as good.
Okay.
Back speakers are better, produce better quality sound, more thunder, as you like to call it. But
more yeah. thunder
EQing audio yeah. with Colin
this
Giffey.
Week on Crazy Train of Thought.
Yeah. Crazy train of EQ crazy train of sound. Now we're gonna play Crazy Train by Black Sabbath. Ryan, go ahead and cue it up.
We're allowed to do that because he's my uncle.
I have rights.
I think I have it here. You guys ready?
Yeah, totally.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
There it goes.
Oh, here it is. This is how it starts.
That was beautiful. It's like our podcast.
This is the piano version. The piano version.
That was the piano version.
Yeah.
No, we can't use copyrighted music. We'll get flagged on YouTube. Spotify actually probably wouldn't care.
Spotify never has cared. We used to do that. We used to play music, and then we switched to YouTube, and we had to stop.
We could still do it for the audio versions, and I actually got some listener feedback that said they said they were bummed that we did not have music featured on the show anymore because they actually, you know, found a bunch of songs that they liked.
Yeah, I did too. That's what got me into synthwave.
You guys got me into synthwave, and I went in my own separate path, and it's only video game synthwave. So
really,
yes.
I do like video game synthwave, but I listen to it all.
That is exclusively my playlist. Most days is either Christian contemporary music or video game synthwave.
There you go.
There's
good
only
mix.
Two.
Good mix.
My favorite thing is you and I, Ryan and I, now have a mixed playlist.
Yeah.
And it's like Ryan's, it does Ryan's mine, Ryan's mine,
right.
Ryan's mine.
That's funny.
And it's
each song you gotta, each week you gotta add a song.
No, it does it automatically.
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
It takes into account what you've been listening to and updates it every week.
I'm gonna
it's
hop
super
on that.
Cool.
Yeah. It's on Spotify, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think we can, could we do three?
Excuse me. You have to send an invite. I think it's only two. So I did it with Kennedy, and I had one going with you as well, Troy. And I'm pretty sure it's only two people. So, yeah, the way it works is the initial playlist is just a rundown of songs you've either been listening to recently or, like, the algorithmic choices for songs you've played a lot might be included in that list.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's like a radio.
And it also takes into account, like, I listen to synthwave a lot, and Troy listens to video game synthwave. So in our playlist,
it's just,
it's a lot of video game synthwave that Troy put on there.
Yeah.
Because I listen to a lot of synthwave.
Gotcha.
Now,
no, I mean, it's also what I listen to the most.
Right.
So,
yeah. I mean, it's really hard, like, not to listen to synthwave. It's, for those of you listeners and, you know, people on YouTube that haven't checked it out, like, it's just, it's a lot like the 70s easy listening.
Mm-hmm.
It's just because you can play it in any situation, like you're making dinner, like I'm playing zombies, like it's just so easy to
it
listen
just fits
to.
Into
and when
everything.
You sleep, there's synthwave for that. VR, I listen to synthwave all the time, especially if I'm playing VR ping pong, synthwave.
Yeah.
Always. It's the only thing. It's the only thing I listen to. It's the only genre.
Right. That's a cool feature on Spotify. I think that, I don't know if that was in a beta test thing or not. I'm not sure.
I don't know, but I saw it and was like, Ryan and I have to do this.
Yeah. And you it's invite only. So you have to choose it on your profile and, like, send it to the person that you want to share the playlist with.
That's cool though.
It's a cool idea.
Suggest to Spotify that we should be able to do at least three or four people.
You made
that'd be really cool.
You made the option for me to add stuff to your playlist.
I did.
I remember that.
Yep. Yeah. So that's another feature you can enable. They also have a group listening thing. So if you are throwing a party, and this is not like an ad for Spotify or anything, like,
yeah,
not sponsored or anything like that. I just
we
like
should be.
I like Spotify.
Yeah.
But we were down at Rachel's brother's bachelor party. And I started a group listen on Spotify, and it's a QR code that they can just scan from their own Spotify apps, and then they can add things to the queue and, reorganize the queue as well. So, like, each of those five people, including myself, can add songs or reorder the songs or whatever.
That's cool.
So if you're at a party and, you know, somebody's like, oh, I want to hear this song. They can just add that song.
That's a cue. Yeah.
It's super cool. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It didn't really work, though. The last two times
now
I
you know
tried
we're not
it,
sponsored
once
for sure.
It worked, the other time it didn't work. So at the bachelor party, it didn't work very well. Like, And I don't know if it was like a difference between Android versus iOS or if it was a version, like an app version kind of deal. Mm-hmm. But it was, it got to the point where it was only playing like the same five or six songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it might be a glitch in the queue as opposed to a problem with the group listen.
Yeah.
Because actually when I was at work today, it got in, my Spotify got into a loop of playing the same three songs. And like, I wanted to hear those songs.
Yeah.
So I was like, whatever. But yeah, I think there might be a glitch in the Spotify queue that was fucking that up.
There's some glitches on Spotify that I've noticed. Sometimes when I listen to a lot of the video podcasts that get released on Spotify, like, and I'll be using my AirPods, but if I press play, it'll automatically pause again. And right after I press play, and then I got to press play twice.
Oh.
So whenever I go back to listening to a podcast, it's only video podcasts though. Okay. Our podcast, it doesn't do that.
Mine, weird. I just got new Google Buds. I traded Ty for some cheap headphones. He was like, I hate these things. They hurt my ears. They're awesome.
Yeah.
Love them. But I found that it gets confused because it has a detector. So if you pull it out of your ear, it pauses your music.
Okay, right.
So then I put it back in, forgetting that I paused, that I didn't hit pause.
Yep.
And I hit play again, and then it plays and then pauses. And then I have to hit play one more time,
mm-hmm.
and then it finally continues. Because I didn't actually pause it, I just paused because I took it out.
Yep.
Or I pause it and then I put it back in, or I pause it and then I take it out, and then it's even more confused. So
yeah, that's why I like AirPods. They do the same thing. When you take them out, they pause and put them in. Yeah. They also have the pass through.
Yeah.
So like if there's like a lot of loud machinery going on, I just press hold and then it cancels everything. Like all the sounds going on around me. Like I can't even hear forklifts. Like
that's
nice.
That's really
no. I don't do it. I don't do it at work. But
I do it at work. But mine aren't noise canceling. Mm-hmm. They are, what do they call it? They listen to how loud your surroundings are.
And then they
adjust.
That's what, oh yeah.
But they don't, like, if I'm in my office, it's still loud. It's mm-hmm. just as loud, but it doesn't, I don't know if it doesn't play the static or whatever to cancel.
A lot of white noise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when I go in the back where the really loud machines are, it gets where I don't hear the machines. Is it like at first you can hear the machines and then it, all of a sudden they're not as loud. And I'm like, man, that's nice. The one thing I want to say about those headphones is that I was listening to the new Trace Adkins song. And it sounded like that man was standing behind me singing to me.
Hey, buddy. I'm going to serenade you.
I was like, man.
I'm going to serenade you.
Is he behind me?
Hey, Troy. Nope. Hey, Pokemaster. He calls you Pokemaster.
Yeah.
He listens to the pod.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe Trace Adkins is a big fan.
If he's on Cameo, I'm definitely going to get that for Troy's birthday.
Do it. Yes.
Hey, Troy. He'll be whispering the whole time. He doesn't know why. Just whisper. Make sure you whisper. Hey, Troy. And like come back from behind the camera. Come out from behind the camera. That'd be funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Troy. Yeah, I've tried a bunch of wireless headphones recently. And like, because what had happened was I had some Galaxy Buds Plus.
Yep.
So I need ones that last 8 hours, full day of work. And then I lost them.
Yep.
Initially, I lost one. It's not so bad.
That is the worst,
though. I can just wear the left one. I don't wear two at work anyways. I only wear one, whatever.
Yeah, I only wear one.
I got the left one still. I got the charging pack. No big deal. Then I lost the other two parts of them.
No. You have the same problem as me, though, don't you? You take them out and you set it down to talk to somebody and then you walk away.
So I don't think they're at work.
Okay.
They're in this house somewhere, I suspect.
Okay.
But
you also don't have the Bluetooth tile thing on because you don't have GPS in it.
No, I wouldn't. Wouldn't be able to locate them that way.
So I have the iPhone version of that for my AirPods. If I lose them, it'll tell me where they're at.
My Skull Candy ones that I had prior to this,
okay,
were really cool because you hit find like it. It's a Skull Candy app, and they make this really loud. Like it's a noise that if it was in your ear, it hurts your ear. but you find my earbud.
Oh, you can hear it, right.
You can hear it.
Yeah.
Which, obviously, they're dead now, but...
Yeah,
I lost mine the same way, though.
I'm pretty sure mine are dead as well.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need to replace these. So they go on sale. Different versions of them go on sale on Amazon all the time. So I got a pair of Klipsch ones and then like kind of a knockoff Anchor, like a $50 pair. And neither of those are as comfortable as the Galaxy Buds. So I might just say fuck it and return the two that I bought and get more Galaxy Buds.
You should try the Google ones.
Because I refuse to give more money to Google than I already have. I'm not.
They're only $100.
Yeah, that's $100 more than I want to give them.
Okay. They're really comfortable,
though. Refuse to give Google more money.
Not happening.
And this is why we're not monetized on YouTube. Yeah.
That'd be it. Right there.
Whatevs.
They're like, you know what, Ryan? I'm not giving you money either.
Yeah.
I'm putting you deep in YouTube. That's no one's ever going to be able to find you.
that seems to be the case.
Somebody found us last week and commented.
Yeah, we got a good comment on the pod last week.
Good.
So I mean, it's probably one of Malcolm's friends, too. I don't think so.
It looked like he makes YouTube videos as well, and he's also excited about the Stream Deck, so... Yeah. Yeah, we are pretty excited about the Steam Deck.
I'm also excited about the Steam Deck.
Steam Deck.
Stream Deck.
Did I say Stream Deck?
Yeah, we have a Stream Deck.
Well,
like, what are you going to do?
Steam Deck.
Actually, the day that Steam Deck.
Oh, now you did it!
Yeah, the day that they released that, Stream Deck was putting out a thing as well. And they were like, of all the days, really?
That's funny. Because you can easily mistype that.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. With add an R or accidentally say an R.
I wasn't here to talk about the Steam Deck. I really want to.
Did you pre-order one too?
I have not pre-ordered one. I don't know if I will. I really want one, but like so expensive and I have a gaming PC.
Right.
Yeah. I barely play my Switch.
I'm going to... Hack the shit out of that thing.
You have to.
I don't need Steam OS. I'm going to install Windows 11. I'm going to play my Game Pass games on it.
There you go.
So that's all I want it for. I can't do it on my Switch without fucking that thing up.
Yeah.
You can do it. There's ways to do it on you.
Do it before the new Switch comes out.
I mean, yeah, but
you're gonna
I'm going
to get both. You're going to get the Steam Deck.
$400 on a new Switch.
Yeah.
And I can only play my games on one of those devices.
Yeah.
It's not like Xbox where I can just sign in. Like, I have to physically, digitally, transfer my games over to the new Switch. You cannot simultaneously have them be operative devices, which is fucking stupid. I'm going to just buy the Steam Deck, not the Stream Deck. And
we already have a Stream Deck.
Yeah. We already have a Stream Deck.
We need a bigger one, but.
So, yeah, let's move on from that. We promised, what was the first thing we promised in the beginning? What were we going to talk about? Because we're not there yet.
Was it?
VR Poker.
Yeah, VR Poker.
Colin, let me hear about VR Poker.
I have been playing Poker Stars VR is the name of the game. Literally Poker Stars.
Like, so do you have to wear your shades? Like, do you put your sunglasses on and then you put your VR headset on?
No. Oh. I wish. You probably could, but it just makes things seem a little more dark, probably. So I would advise against it. Plus, you could probably scratch your lens.
I want there to be cameras inside that headset that focus on your eyes so people can, like...
People can see you looking around.
Okay.
It is weird, though, because in-game, when you do look at somebody, their eyes look at you.
Oh.
So, like, if you turn your head towards someone's general direction, your eyes will focus on them. So, if you move your head down, your eyes will look up, your eyes will look down. So, okay. I'm like, that's a little weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, I downloaded this game.
Eyeball tracking.
Eyeball
tracking.
Get it together,
that's the thing
now.
On PC. They're probably going to do it. Yeah. I think some VR headsets, like more of the off-brand, not like super, but they're like the really expensive ones people are making. Those have eye tracking in them. You can get full body tracking. That's a thing. I've thought about doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really no point for most games, but some of it, I could see it. Anyway, I done this game a while ago, okay? And probably about a year ago, honestly. And I played it a little bit and didn't really get into it much. I don't know why I love playing poker. And for some reason, I just didn't want to play it that much. Stopped playing it, played a bunch of Pavlov. And then I came back to it the other night. And oh my gosh, I'm having a blast. This game is so fun.
Okay.
So like it puts you, so first off, it spawns you in this, basically like this huge casino room, and there's slots everywhere. There's a big giant wheel. You can get a free daily spin and get some free coins. So it's in-game currency. It's not real money. You can play blackjack, poker, or slots. Those are your three options. And I usually just do like a quick seat. So like there's a bunch of lobbies. You can have your own lobby. You can play private if you want with other people. But I just join a quick seat, random lobby, whatever. And you buy in with a certain amount of your chips, just like you would in real life. So I have like 50,000 in the bank, and I'm buying in with $5,000 and then playing with that as my chip amount. And it's all, everybody in the game is real. There's no bots. You can't, I don't know if you even can play against bots. And they usually have like, the lobbies are usually like pretty full. Like there's hundreds of lobbies. Like
really?
There's a lot of people playing this game. And you hop in it, and it's usually a table about eight people. A lot of people have their mics on. I usually have mine on, but keep quiet. I don't really talk much unless the people are cool.
What does it look like when you spawn in? Like circular table, square table?
It's a circular table, and there's always different sceneries, and the table looks different too. So I think it depends on whoever's hosting can change what the table looks like. They can play music if they want. I personally just play. I have the in-game audio muted. I play Spotify in my ears while I play. Anything, even synthwave. But the one of the cool things about it too is you can also spawn in props that you can use. And there's like countless props. There's a bunch of different types. So you can get like, you can have cigars. And you have to actually get a lighter too, and you buy it with the in-game currency, and then you can light up a cigar. If you put it in your mouth and let go, it'll stay in your mouth. You pull it out, your character blows out smoke. And if you stand still, without moving your head, your character will blow an O-ring.
Is it a consumable? Is your lighter consumable?
Your lighter is not consumable. That lasts forever, but the cigars are consumable.
And you have to buy those.
And you have to buy those with in-game currency.
That's real dumb.
It's real dumb, but it's fun, dude. But you can get different things. I can get like guns and stuff like that, like fake guns. Like they'll shoot like confetti or whatever.
Yeah.
You can do that. You can spawn in, like, I can't even think of all the things off the top of my head. You can spawn in little mini animals that'll stay on the table. Like, you can get, like, a little mini cow, and it's, like, a live cow, and it, like, moves around and stuff, and you can pick it up and put it wherever you want.
Your cow just shit on my cards.
Yeah, basically, dude. Yeah, it's pretty great.
I'm done, man!
It's pretty great. But, in-game, man, the gameplay is really nice. When you pick up your cards, you just press the trigger like you're pulling your fingers together, like you're pinching. Pinch your cards and you peel them up and look underneath, see what they are.
Okay.
And it goes in a circle. Everything's got a time limit for the amount of time you have to check, call, raise, or whatever.
And now, are those gestures?
You can do voice input.
Okay.
And then they also have gestures.
That's
so you have to,
it's like real life.
No, yeah. You have to have Windows 10 in order to do it. Like some people have Oculus, but you actually have to have Windows 10 in order to do the voice commands. So I can literally just sit back and say call, and my character will call it. And I can say raise $5,000. My guy will raise $5,000. So I think that's pretty amazing. But I usually just do the gestures.
Dude.
So obviously you knock if you're checking. If you raise, you pull your take your chips. Like if somebody bets next to you, say they bet $300, 300 of your chips will go into this little circle. And then you can call it, or you can add to that stack and push it in. Or you can even go all in. Like there's a bunch of different options, obviously.
And not playing with real money kind of affords you like the chance to really learn how people would play.
Yeah.
You know, because there's rarely a time. So every once in a while, my friends from high school throw poker tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not good at poker. Yeah. I do not know the things.
I do not know the things.
That you need to know to play poker.
The hands and
stuff. I don't know the hands. I don't know what the run means. And so I have to rely on them to tell me whether or not I've won. So those fuckers, I know I've won more hands than I have actually in real life, but they've just been skimming me. Like, oh, no, skimming me. My two and a three beats your aces, beats your double aces.
Pair of aces.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So I like this sounds like a good game for learning how to play poker. Yep. Is there a tutorial or
there is a tutorial so you can it'll teach you the basics of poker and it also gives you a hand readout too that you can spawn in game at any point and look at the best hands and see if it'll also tell you what you have too. So like if I have a pair, let's say you have a two pair high card or whatever. Okay.
So there's some assistance in there already.
And it's also voice command too. So it'll tell you like if it goes to you and it's say you have a pair. Or it'll say high card.
Now the voice commands, is that like can people hear you speaking your voice commands?
People can. I don't
when you're like hey, you can, tell me how to play.
I think if you in real life, like if you have your mic on and you do the voice commands, people will hear it because it's going to pick up anything you
say. Right, right.
But there is an option to mute yourself in game, but I don't know if muting yourself in game would take away the call outs. So you literally have a Poker Stars watch that you have on your left hand. It has the real time on it, real life time. So like you don't have to take off your headset or press the menu button.
Awesome.
And if you flip it over, there's a little mute button and you just tap it with one finger.
Like James it'll mute. Bond
and then on the front, right it'll show that you're muted on the front then. Eventually you can just pop that and then. And then you're unmuted.
Okay.
So, like, if I were to stream, I could talk to people in game and then mute whenever I wanted to talk to my chat and talk about, you know, my hand and what I'm gonna do or what I think these guys are doing. So it gets pretty high up there. Like some people get really competitive with it and they go into like the really high dollar tournaments, like the $1 million of in-game currency, which is an absurd amount.
Your in-game currency, like you, I assume if you go into a game and you win 50 grand. And you started with 50 grand. Now your in-game currency amount is 100 grand. 100 grand. Cumulative?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yep. So, but it's weird because the in-game, so the in-game currency that you use to bet is actually different than the stuff you use to buy items.
Oh.
So the way you buy items, I honestly don't know what gets you to get, it's called like, I think it's called store credits.
Okay.
Or Poker Star store credits or whatever. But you get it just by basically playing the game. Like, I really don't know. I don't know if it's by winning hands or what. But, like, I started off with 200.
Some free-to-play kind of hooks in here. I wonder if it's, like...
Oh, you can buy chips.
Like, a login thing. Like, oh, you logged in to play. Here's 10...
So, yeah. So, there is a wheel that you get at every, like, 8 hours, I think. You can spin a wheel and it'll give you extra chips. So that's really the only way that you can get free chips. Anything else, you'd have to go in the store and like buy. So it is a free to play game. So you don't have to pay any money to do this, which is actually amazing.
And yeah.
The stuff you can do in it is just phenomenal. And if you know how to play poker, you're going to love it even more. The only problem is, though, is there's a lot of kids that play it because it is hot. It's a free game.
Right,
so they're probably like, oh, I'm just going to download it and mess with people, whatnot.
Poker game.
They don't know how to play poker. And it's annoying, too, because they'll play and then they'll go all in when they don't even have, like, they haven't even seen the flop yet. Like, no cards have appeared. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, seriously, right now? Like,
know what I'm doing. I'm playing.
Yeah, like 7-2. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, but what was I gonna say? But they get really annoying. But there is a remote that you can spawn that will mute their avatar. So like, some of them have
like
a whole room.
Remote from
so,
Click.
So like,
fucking mute.
So you sit at a you
mute.
Yeah, you sit at a table in game, and you can get up and walk around too. So some people like their avatars will go through the middle of the table because that's where they are in real life.
Okay,
and like it just gets annoying. So you can mute their avatar to where like it's just a plain avatar sitting in their spot, and you can't hear them, and the avatar doesn't move. But if they have like props and stuff, like some stuff you see stuff floating around them, but it's really not that distracting.
Yeah,
and there's also options to mute props in the game too.
Let's back up.
Yeah.
Items floating around
items,
them?
Well, like because they're picking up items and you can't see their hand. You can't see their avatar. But I have finger tracking though in mine.
Yeah.
So any gesture I make, people can see. So I can flip people off if I wanted to. So if a guy like was being a dick, I could flip him off.
That's
like,
awesome.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
And kids actually aren't supposed to play the game because it's meant for 18 plus. So you can actually report kids and then they'll get kicked. Like report child and then they'll and then they'll get banned from the game, which is pretty great. So
they just want to learn how to play poker.
Yeah, I know.
Colin.
I know. And but that's funny because now that I'm in the high stakes games, though, I don't see that many kids because like they're not making any money. Like
right.
They don't want to play the game.
Not winning.
So unless they get really lucky, some of them do.
Sure.
But yeah, for the longest time, like I remember the first time I got on, I started off with 5 grand. And I was like not doing good at all for some reason. I just kept getting bad cards. I got down to like 2 grand and I was like, well, I don't know what to do. And then all of a sudden I just started winning like crazy. And the next day I was at 50 grand.
Wow.
Like that's how much it increased. So
that's awesome.
Yep. I do like it because it has, if you get addicted to it, I don't really think I have a problem getting addicted to this game, but for people that do, you can, there's an option in it that lets you ban yourself for a certain amount of time from the game, and they say it's actually against their policy for you to create another account and play.
Yeah.
So like, if you say, I want to be done for 1 year, they're going to ban you for 1 year and you're not supposed to make another account. Like, it's against their rules for you to do that. So, yeah, it's just for your own good. It's like it has like help lines too. Like if you're addicted to gambling and stuff like that. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But, I mean, some people have a problem with gambling in their life, get on this game, and then maybe it sucks them back into the real world of poker. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. One of my friends from school, his older brother got pretty into online gambling. And we were in high school, and he was like 3 years older than us, 3 or 4 years older than us. And he racked up like $20,000 in debt from online poker.
Oh my gosh, gambling. Dude.
And that was a little bit before, we had the internet, obviously, but it wasn't as ubiquitous. Like, you couldn't do it from your phone.
Yeah.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
Even the lottery has a, like, gambling. You do the lottery stuff, like scratch offs.
Yeah,
and I've stuff played like that.
I've played real poker on my phone before.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like for real money?
Yeah, for real money. I've only lost $5 and then I just stopped. I can't remember the last time I've played it. But
his parents got really mad at him for racking up $20,000 worth of online gambling debt. And so he switched from doing gambling to bidding on eBay items.
And oh my gosh.
This is a true story. So the dumbest thing that I ever saw him buy was I was at their house, and the UPS, his USPS driver got there, and it was like a Friday. It was during the summer, and his name was Scott. So Scott sees the mailman drive away. He's like, oh, mailman's here. And I'm like, what the... This is a fucking 18-year-old kid excited that the mailman just drove away.
What did you do?
So he runs outside, and he goes to the mailbox, and he grabs this box out of the mailbox, and he comes back in. And I'm like, what the fuck, Scott? So he opens it up, and he goes, I bought this on eBay. It's a fucking Take 5 candy bar.
Oh, my God. A Take 5? I said,
how much did you pay for that? So this is only $20. Scott, are you fucking high?
Is it from the 80s? Like,
no, it's just.
Is
like,
it a collectible?
Just wanted, like, you go, and he's just like laughing. And now he's eating this fucking Take 5 candy bar. Like, what the fuck?
He just started eating it.
It's like,
you spent $20.
Bought it on
I
eBay.
Won this, and I'm going to eat
it. I won it on eBay.
I don't know if you guys
know this,
but Take 5 bars aren't very good. And I don't
They're
think I would.
Better if you spend more money on them on eBay.
Though. Apparently. I'm not going to buy those with poker game currency. I'm going to start doing that. Yeah. He's going to take 5 bars in this game. Should put him in here.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
That's how you buy the good candy.
What
eBay.
The fuck?
eBay.
eBay candy.
So, yeah. At the end, Colin? Good there?
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, that VR poker sounds cool.
It's amazing.
I kind of wish I wouldn't have sold my Oculus now.
Yeah, you got to get that Valve Index, and it'll be way better, because then you'll have the finger track and you can flip people off. Because then all you can do in the Index, on Rift, is give a thumbs up or point your finger or close your fist.
Yeah.
You only do those three things.
I really want to do the VR ping pong.
Like, dude, it's fun.
And it
is ridiculously fun.
I beat the snot out of my hands playing that.
Did you?
Yeah.
I was playing with Colin, and I kept hitting the ceiling.
Yeah, I know. I kept hearing it, and I just see
his
avatar freak out.
Calm down. I punched the ceiling and dropped the controller because I don't wear the stupid things.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I like the Index controllers, because they wrap around your hand. You can completely let go of your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't advise playing ping pong like that, but.
I said, Rachel said last night, she was like, do you want to play VR? And I was like, yes, but actually we can't. She's like, why? Like, I sold my Oculus to Philip. She was like, oh. So I don't know if that's like a green light to buy it.
Dude, you gotta get it. You gotta get it. Index.
I mean, it kind of sounds
like their wait time is really small right now.
Green
like
light.
It's actually.
Me.
I had to wait like 2 or 3 months for mine.
No, I saw you could like. I was on their website like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, get it by Monday, and it was like Thursday.
I don't know how they just started getting stock again when COVID hit. Man, they were. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's when I got mine. It was the beginning of 2020. So
right.
Best per like I don't regret it. I really don't.
Very expensive.
Like my buddy came over last night and before he put it on, he asked me how much I paid for it and I didn't tell him. Yeah. And I was like, just play it first. So then he played it and then he had an amazing time and then he took it off. He's like, all right, how much did Julie pay for this stuff? I was like, about a grand. And then he was like, honestly, I don't blame you. I was like, I know. I tell myself that all the time. Like, should I have bought this? Yes. Every time it's like I've had some amazing experiences in VR.
On Valve's website for that thing though, it's like you can buy just the headset for $600.
Yeah.
You can buy like the base stations and the controllers for another $400 or whatever it is. Like, and then the bundle, obviously, with the whole deal. Mm-hmm. Like, why would I want the headset without controllers?
Yeah.
Why would like some why would I wanna... like
some people like using because it's cross compatible with other headsets. So if you have the what's the other big VR headset?
The Vive?
HTC Vive. Yeah. So you can have you can use Vive controllers with the Index headset, and vice versa. You can also use Index controllers
with hand control. Right? What it has hand tracking, so you don't even need controllers technically.
Yeah. Wait, no, the Index.
No, the hand tracking is on the controllers.
Is on the controllers.
Oh well, I mean. The
base stations do it a little bit.
The Quest 2 has wireless,
actual hand tracking.
Yeah.
I think the arm tracking is on the base stations, but the finger and the hand tracking is on the controllers.
Yeah. Yep. The Quest 2 already, like, it.
Yeah.
You can literally go like this and your fingers do that. I was like, whoa.
A lot of games, though, it's really clunky.
Like, nobody uses, none of the games that I want to play use it.
Yeah.
So you have to use the controllers.
Experimental. Right. Well, Index is coming out with. Like, Valve just got a patent for, I don't know if you saw that, for the wireless headset that they're going to do.
Well, I saw the patent, and then people, like, there was a bunch of conjecture going on Twitter and a bunch of articles going on that was like, okay, Valve's next headset is going to run the same processor that the Steam Deck has, because I guess whatever they, you like, that's a better processor setup than what the Index has. And obviously, like, that thing plugs into the computer, so it's running from your computer and it's sending the signal out. So they were thinking that Valve was working on the wireless headset using the Steam Deck's guts.
That would make sense because, well, not only that, the patent is for to make it so, because the problem with Oculus is that it's only wireless, at least for the main part of it.
Yeah.
And you lose a lot. You lose a lot of
Quest
2. Yeah. You lose a lot of processing power with that.
Oh yeah.
Visuals are worse. Everything. Obviously, the more you put into the headset, more bulk you're going to put into it, the worse it's going to be. So Index obviously only runs from a computer right now, but they're putting a patent to where it uses your computer and the headset to play wirelessly. So basically, it connects to your computer wirelessly, and then emerges. But- so what if you can use the Steam Deck to do that? To where if you bring your Steam Deck with you, you can then play Index anywhere.
That doesn't seem like a possibility to me because to run it wirelessly, like it's got to have some sort of signal that those two are sharing. It's like when your computer is hooked up to the same network as another computer, like you can wirelessly transfer files. It doesn't always work super well, but you can do it. And sometimes it takes 18 hours to transfer one 40 gig file or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like when I first started doing the podcast, I had two PCs. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to set up a network and just transfer wirelessly in between the two.
Yep.
And that was fucked. Like that did not work at all. So I would think that in order to make that happen, like your headset would have to sign into the network as its own device.
Yeah, that's what would happen.
And then like you'd have to use your, I bet it would have to be Wi-Fi 6 too. I don't think Wi-Fi 5 would probably cut it.
It could almost, I mean, what about with game streaming with Game Pass?
Well, not only that.
Like, are you talking about console streaming or game streaming?
Either one, because I mean, the game streaming is getting where you can, I mean, it just works.
So that would rely on your PC sending the signal to your headset. And that would be, essentially, it would be console streaming.
Yeah.
But from your PC, like your PC would be your console and your headset would be your receiving device. So that could happen. I think
it did happen. Quest 2 does that.
Yeah.
So Quest 2, you can play, I could play Pavlov on a Quest 2 wirelessly.
So
even though Pavlov is not a Quest game, it's not an Oculus store, it's on Steam.
But why would, like, then how would the newest headset be different from that? Like, with the patent and stuff?
I think I'm saying it would be way more powerful because it's taking, so it's using more of both. It's using more of the headset and more of the PC together. So you can do more on both things. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because when I use my headset isn't straining that hard. My PC is.
It's like when you dock your Switch.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So it uses some amount of internals from the dock that improve the visuals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that sounds all right.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But I do hope to do the wireless hand tracking too, or at least get like some type of. I do have gloves, but I don't know how good they are.
Right.
But yeah, I thought about doing the gloves because that's like, if you ever seen Ready Player One, that's what they use, is the VR gloves.
Yeah.
The haptic suit.
All right. Let's move on from VR. Anybody that doesn't have VR is probably bored as fuck right now.
You have to get it. You have to.
It's worth it.
At least the Quest 2, right, Troy?
Yeah.
$400.
It's actually
spend
pretty
the money.
Good.
It's a third of your life.
Surprisingly, it's a really good headset.
Yeah. I was surprised at how well it worked. Mm-hmm. Compared to, like, I was expecting going from your headset to the Quest 2, I was like,
this is going to be shit.
This is going to be terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I told everybody, I was like, I don't want this thing. I don't think Emmett should even get it because it's not going to work that well. And then I tried Julian's and I was like, well, maybe I do need one of these.
All right. Tell me why Raji and Ancient Epic is like God of War. What is Raji Ancient Epic? What are you playing it on?
So it's an Xbox Game Pass game.
Okay.
I'm playing it on my Series X and it's, I don't know. It goes through, I don't know the, like, I believe it's just, it's Hindi, like, stories.
Okay.
Or, like, prophecy or exactly what it is. But it goes through and you, like, you're talking to, or, like, you have a couple of gods right now. I'm like, I'd say 2 or 3 hours in. It's most, like, I've played this game more than any other game lately. And you're talking to Vishnu, which I've heard that is, and I know that's one of their gods.
Yeah.
And I can't think of the other one right now. But those two gods are talking about you being Raji, and you're this girl who, at the beginning of the game, your little brother gets stolen by, like, these demons.
Kidnapped.
Like, goblin-looking people.
Okay.
And you're chasing them down, trying to save your little brother, and then they go through a portal. And you go through the portal as well. And when you start, like, then these two gods are, like, well, I told you this, she was the one. She's the one that's going to fix this thing. And, like, then you start going through, like, there's a temple for Vishnu. And you're going through this temple of Vishnu, like, learning about Vishnu and about everything that's happened before, or, like, the prophecies and how you're the person that's, fulfilling those prophecies now.
Okay.
And you get, you start off and you have a staff, like a bow staff looking thing.
Are we talking third person, first person?
Third person, like, high camera, though.
Okay.
Like, almost, zoomed out. Almost top down, but it's still behind, like, it's top down, but it's a angle.
Okay.
But it feels completely like God of War to me, as in you're doing combos, you're trying to use, like, you're switching between weapons more than in God of War. Like, you switch from one weapon, and then, like, right now I only have two. I have the staff, and then I have a bow.
Okay.
And there's combos that you can learn to use both of them simultaneously. You're using the environment to like, there's one where you, like, spin around, like, there's these like spires in the middle, like, they're pillars. There's pillars in the middle of the area, and you're spinning around those, and as you spin around it, You're using the, like, I think it's Vishnu that has the electrical power.
Okay.
Kind of like Zeus.
Yeah.
And you, like, electrocute the enemies and stun them, and then you can beat, you know, start getting a higher combo on them before they come out of the stun, and then you can spin around again and stun them again.
Okay.
So it's a hack and slash.
Yeah, it's a hack and slash, but there's also, like, the bow, and I'm not that far into it. It looks like it's going to be quite a long game. I didn't look up how long it is, but...
Are we talking, like... Kind of like Hades?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not, when you die, you start where you left off.
Okay, so not a roguelike.
It's not a roguelike.
RPG elements in there, like upgrades, stuff
there
like
is
that?
Upgrades, yep. And that's how I figured out that it's going to be longer than what I thought it was. Because at first I thought, okay, well, it's just a Game Pass game. It might be 3, 4, 5 hours, maybe 10 hours worth of gameplay.
Yeah.
And then I started looking at the upgrade tree, and it's like, well, I only have one god that's giving me powers right now, but you can switch between them. So I don't even have any of those yet. And I think there's like 4 or 5.
Okay.
So you're going through.
Are those mapped to like a face button? How do you do the powers?
Yeah, it's all face buttons.
Okay.
It's B and Y, or no, X and Y.
Okay.
X and Y are your two attacks. You have a heavy and a light. And then you can, then B would be like spinning around the pillars or running up the wall. You can like run up the wall and do a backflip off the wall to get a higher jump to attack enemies that are further away and get like an aerial attack on them.
Okay.
It's, I really have enjoyed it so far. And... I think it's worth trying for sure. I mean, it's Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Are there like different bosses and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've actually only defeated one main boss so far. Like I got through to the end of the first level and it was difficult.
Yeah.
Like you had, there was a certain way of doing it that I found that worked, and it was keeping your distance with the bow and working your way around him so he can't shoot anything at you because he's throwing spears, I believe. Or no, he had like, actually it was like God of War blades, but it was the spiky balls instead of the blades. But it's
okay. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
a mace.
Yeah, a mace.
He had like a mace that he could throw and then retract.
Ooh.
And it was really cool how you had to like work your way around him. And it
Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Yeah, it almost sounds kind of puzzle solvey.
It is
like Dark Souls.
Kind of puzzle solvey at the same time. And there's you kind of get rewarded for exploring where you find like a secret upgrade in a couple of different places, or you have an ultimate, and the only way you can use the ultimate is if you find these little like gems like hidden in the air in different areas. And then you can use it, and then it recharges again. It's actually like a shrine almost. So like when they know it's going to be a difficult fight, they always put one of these shrines there, and you can use your ultimate, and then it charges back up the shrine, and then you can go grab it again, and then use your ultimate again.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's kind of like you don't like fighting doesn't build your ultimate. Your ultimate only works off these shrines.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So
that's an interesting mechanic.
Yeah.
Because in most games, obviously, your ultimate would be built based on your fighting, you know, prowess.
Yeah, as you hit,
it
builds or take damage, it builds more. Is it like a skill tree for upgrading? It is.
It's a simple skill tree. Like there's right now I only have the Vishnu powers, so it's all electric based or shock based. And there's 3 different powers that you can like level up, and you can actually like if you're finding that I like this one more, but you spent some skill points over here, you can take them away from over here and move them around independently of what you're doing. So there's no, you're never locked into making a decision. So I'm thinking that when I get these other powers, I can take them away from, like, if I don't want to use electric at all, I can then just spend them on whatever the next power is.
Okay.
And you also, individually power up your weapons so that like the staff versus the bow, and then there's also the different gods.
Okay.
So it's pretty in depth from like God of War, where there really wasn't an upgrade or a skill tree or anything
right.
like that.
Right. You're getting new weapons yeah. throughout the game, but not necessarily upgrading those weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In this, you're upgrading your weapons, you're upgrading your abilities. So like right now when I shoot one guy with a bow, if I charge my shot, it shocks him and then like follows to
like
chains mm-hmm. the enemies together.
Okay.
And shocks them all.
And how many hours would you say you've put into it?
I think like 3 or 4, maybe okay. 5.
It's a good chunk.
I feel like I've played a lot of it, but I don't, from looking at it, I don't think I'm as far as it seems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also, I struggled at first. It's got a really good curve of difficulty, and I assume it's going to just get harder.
Did you play Hades at all?
Yes.
Is it similar to that?
It is similar to the Hades fight style.
Okay.
But it's more stylized,
mm-hmm.
less, Hades, I would say, is like almost pixel art because it's so small.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is more like you're a character. You're mm-hmm. a 3D model. Real small, but not as small as in Hades.
So your camera's more zoomed up on the character than,
yeah,
okay.
than in Hades. And then the cutscenes, the way they did the art style on that is really interesting because it's almost like paper cutouts.
Okay.
And you have like the bad people are always like a shadow of a paper cutout. And just the way it all looks, it's very stylized.
Artsy.
And like the way, if you've seen like Hindu artwork before, how they have like the big nose rings and like their everything, all their jewelry is accentuated in a way. It's like that. Like I didn't even know my character had a nose ring until it went into that portion of it. And yeah. it's like, wow, that's a big nose ring.
Yeah.
but everything I've seen so far is, I love the way this game looks and plays. It's super smooth. I assume it's super, super smooth because I'm playing on a Series X.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think they just lower the graphic level, the fidelity to make it still play smooth for other consoles, because it's mm-hmm. on everything.
Yeah.
I think you can even play it on game streaming with a controller.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah, it's weird, developers have been doing this for a long time on the PC, but Rachel, every time she plays, she's been playing Final Fantasy 12, and she'll play it on the launch Xbox One, and then like she'll play it on the Series X in the living room or even the One X in the bedroom every once in a while. And she was like, this feels like an entirely different game.
Yeah.
Like just, and I'm like, well, yeah, honey, because that Xbox is almost 10 years old. Like it's been out a while.
Yeah. It's crazy to go in between consoles.
Yeah.
I found, what game did I go to recently? And it was like, wow, this is super. Well, really, the one that blew me away the most was Flight Simulator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That recently got released on console on Game Pass.
Right.
And that game is so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite thing so far is the splash screen while it's loading. It just says Microsoft Flight Simulator. But up in the corner, if you don't touch your controller, there is a mouse. There is a mouse cursor in the corner of the screen because it's a PC game. Like, they're literally just porting it over so you can play it on a console. But if you move your controller like to try and move the mouse, it just disappears.
Mm.
But it's like...
Interesting.
That's funny.
Interesting.
Like, I'm running Windows on my Xbox. I know this is what yeah. you're doing.
Oh my God.
You're hiding it from me, but that's what's going on here. Is that they're just porting it over so you can play it. But it works so well.
Yeah.
obviously there's so many more buttons on a PC than an Xbox controller.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about The Ascent a little bit. That also recently came out on Game Pass.
They've had so many good games.
Yeah. And then
crazy.
It launched on Game Pass, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it did.
Day one. It's crazy. So The Ascent is a cyberpunk game set in like a futuristic cyberpunk world. A lot of neon, a lot of...
Synthwave.
Yes, exactly. You know, glowing visors... rain-drenched streets, like mega cities, like all the staples of cyberpunk are in this game. And when you first start the game, there's very little tutorial and there is zero combat tutorial.
Ooh.
So it's kind of sounds like the perspective is very similar to the game that you were playing, Troy, where it's not top down, but it's kind of a side angled view. Look at your character.
Yeah.
And your character just starts out. He's an indentured servant. He's an indent is what they're called in the fiction. And you are working for one of the corporations of this mega city that you're living in. And the beginning lore is that your character, like all these characters from the different parts of the world, I don't know if it's Earth or whatever, but they've flooded into this city to work for this corporation, just for a chance at like living, because I guess the other parts of the world are not inhabitable necessarily. So you become this indentured servant and they, I guess, give you like a room and board basically. And so you work for free because they're giving you room and board, but you're living in this city. So, it starts out and you're like in the bowels of this building. And the first thing that I noticed when I first started playing was like, it is the shadows and the way that they do like the lighting and it's incredible. It looks so fucking good on the Series X.
So good for it's a twin stick shooter, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I hate twin stick shooters.
That's the best part.
Yeah. And yeah, when I'm just like moving my character around the world and like the camera's running, you know, going with you as you're moving. And like the way that they like proportion or I guess like put the lights up in, and it feels like you're moving through a warehouse.
Yeah.
Like, and it's overhead lights and there's like, sometimes there's grates in the way or walking paths and stuff like that. And if they get in the way of the camera view, they'll disappear, but the lighting and the shadow play is still there. And the whole world, like as you're walking through this place is just completely, it's not destroyed, but it's really grubby. Like, it feels like this section has been lived in for a minute. And there's, like, trash and all the metal is really, like, got a grubby finish on it. And is in, like, sharp contrast to when you make your way through that part and you go up top and you see, like, all the neon-soaked streets and stuff like that. It's completely different from how the bowels of the station or building look. And I thought it, like, everything looks really, really nice. And the way that the neon, like, plays on the different building elements once you're in the above world, super fucking cool. It all looks really, really good. So there is a computer voice that is giving you tasks to do, and that's, I haven't made it much further than the first few tasks that you need to do, but you know, explore the world like you were kind of talking about. You know, there's chests that you can loot, there's enemies to kill, and what the first enemy encounter that I came up to, there are ferals like in Fallout that jump onto the platforms that you're walking on, and then you get a pistol, obviously, and you shoot them. I found that to be incredibly frustrating and difficult, and it is not the game's fault. I am a moron. So you just mentioned it's a twin stick shooter.
Yes.
So
you steer with the left stick, you aim with the right stick.
But if you don't touch the left or the right thumbstick, you can still kind of shoot the things. So me, I'm playing it like Call of Duty, right? Yeah, like, yeah. I don't need to move the camera. The camera's already I need it to be, because I can see my character. I can just, and I'm just moving my character and I'm twisting him around to shoot these things, right? And when the ferals run up on you, like, you get to this point where you cannot spin your character in such a way as to make the gun point at the enemy.
Yep.
Because that's not how you're supposed to aim. That's how you're supposed to move. Because I'm an idiot. So, like, I died.
Yep.
And then I died another 10 times. And I'm like, and what Rachel in the actual fuck? One of the
first and then Rachel encounters. Came out and was like, you got to use the other stick.
No. She was at work. So I'm playing this game and, like, I'm mad. I'm like, this is why I don't like twin stick shooters. It's just fucking bullshit. Yeah. Like, and I get easily frustrated anyway. So, like, I'm pretty upset at this. And I'm like, this game's fucking stupid. This fucking bullshit. So then I'm like, I guess maybe I'll try a face button. Like, is there a power up that I don't know about? Like, some way to, like, blast these things away from me? So I discover that there's a dodge roll.
Okay.
B's a dodge roll. Fine. So now my tactic for the next hour that I played was I'm going to dodge roll away, spin my character. And, like, now I can like spun around with the left thumbstick and shoot at them. But I'm also, like, kind of running at them. So eventually I've got to dodge roll away again because I'm pointing my fucking stick running at the enemies. So yeah, it was probably 3 hours in before I happened to touch the thumbstick.
And you saw the line go.
And I saw the line.
Yeah.
And it's a fucking laser. Like, how did I miss the goddamn laser? So yeah, you can maneuver your laser from your pistol with your right thumbstick. It got significantly easier.
Oh, yeah.
After. Yeah.
You can only imagine.
Once I started playing the game and not handicapping myself.
Like, I'm going to play this game like Sam and punish myself. That's what you were doing. Like, I'm just going to, no right stick.
No right stick. This is vanilla. It's for an achievement.
It's for an achievement.
Yeah. Fucking idiot. So
the one thing that this, does this game, so most twin stick shooters, when you touch the right stick, that is how you shoot. So it's kind of their fault that aiming that doesn't shoot the gun as well.
So that is the thing that I hate the most about twin stick shooters, is the fact that it shoots automatically, like it's an auto shooter, basically.
Yeah.
And that this game does not have that. So you still have to pull the trigger in order to make that happen. So it's kind of a weird feeling once you realize how to play the game. So it's kind of a weird feeling, like pulling the trigger and steering.
Yeah, I can only imagine how weird that would be.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Because I played, you know, Call of Duty is what I've been playing the most of, and that is very much not a twin stick shooter.
Very much not.
So
unless you play the twin stick shooter in zombies.
True.
Sure. That is there.
It's so awful. That game.
No,
that,
it's so fun. No, that's the Dead best Ops version. Arcade
is fucking terrible.
It's the best version of zombies.
I like the original Black Ops version of it.
Fuck off, Troy.
It's the best version.
I played
zombies.
Like 3 matches of Dead Ops Arcade and I'm like, what in the fuck is this? This is
so
terrible.
Fun. I love when it goes to, like, it's the only Dead Ops Arcade that goes to a first person mode for a little bit.
Well, I only played it in first person mode.
Oh, that's
I did not.
Yeah, no.
You can pick either one, right?
Yeah, no. You can. Yeah. But it was, like, interesting.
It's bad like that. Yes, it's fucking awful.
Well, you play top down and it's fine.
Yeah, top down is way better.
Yeah.
But back to the Ascent. So, yeah, once I realized how to steer
how to
that
play
thing,
the
that
game.
Got a little bit better. So when I got to my first, like, mini boss encounter, that was when I discovered the playing of the game.
Yep.
And I think it could have seriously benefited from a tutorial. Like, all it needed to say was,
hey,
just pause, like,
aim with the right stick.
But, like, that's not my fault, right? Like, I'm just playing the game how
but
I
you
think.
You knew it was a twin stick shooter.
But, like, as a, I shouldn't have to go into your game with a previous knowledge of other games in order to play it. Like, I should be able to start the game and...
He probably was like, no, I'm a pro, I skipped the tutorial.
There was no fucking tutorial!
You skipped it.
I didn't skip it! I would have played it, because, like, I don't play twin-stick shooters. I don't know. So, yeah, I think that one's on the developers. Like, I'm an idiot, for sure. I felt really stupid once I figured that out.
I need to borrow a controller, and I'll play it on my phone and see how that does. If there actually is a tutorial. I feel like there is. And you skipped it.
If you find a fucking tutorial, I'm going to be so mad.
What's that one game you talked about all the time? My Friend Pedro. Is that a twin stick shooter?
No, I can't remember. Side-scrolling platformer.
Platformer, yeah. But don't
but
you also aim with the right
you
stick?
You aim with the right
stick. And you move with the left stick. So kind of. Like,
it is a similar twin mechanic. Stick shooter. Yeah.
Okay,
it is.
By definition.
Yes, it is.
In the fact that you use both sticks to shoot, yes, it is a twin stick shooter. Not a typical twin stick shooter.
Very atypical.
Atypical, yeah. Atypical. There's a lot of atypical things about My Friend Pedro. That's getting a mobile game, by the way. I don't know if you guys knew that. Yeah,
that's
its news
exciting.
Dropped. I guess I could have saved that, but yeah, My Friend Pedro is getting it's not a port of the original game. It is a from the ground up, built for mobile, My Friend Pedro.
That's gonna be cool. I have a feeling what it's going to look like. I found a game that's kind of My Friend Pedro, but
Is it a stick man?
Yeah, but you're
I think
more
I've seen it.
Like, it's more of a guy with a big head and a little tiny body, and he runs.
I've seen
and
it.
And he runs and he jumps, and I think it's like
slow motion.
Shooter, what do you call it when you jump on? Parkour. Like parkour
like
shoot
that.
Or something.
Gotcha.
And your guy like will jump off a cliff and do a front flip. And then there's guys around and you got to like, when he's aiming at them, you tap him and he shoots them.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's probably going to be like that.
Okay.
Because I started playing it and then I was like, wait, my kid's playing. Maybe he shouldn't play this. Emmett, you need to delete this game. It's pretty gory.
Yeah.
Like it gives you extra money when you get a headshot and stuff like that. And their heads explode.
Yeah.
Satisfying, right?
It is. It really is.
So there's a little bit of verticality to this game, to the Ascent, that's a little bit different.
It's called the Ascent.
Well, I know that, but like even within the map, like you can have your guy by pulling left trigger, you can change where he's like the pitch of the aim of your pistol.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's kind of a nice thing, and I'd imagine that's going to get a little bit more complicated as the game goes on.
Yeah.
So like I said, I'm not super far in. One thing I really liked, though, I love the world they've built. I love the ambiance and the music. Like, when you're in the bowels of the building, like, it kind of sounds like you're in a ship. Like, it's all, you know, dripping water sounds and... Like it all
really
just
tinny.
Yeah, tinny and yeah, when you're like running on the metal platforms and stuff, that all sounds like damn, I'm in it. And then there's constant commotion once you get up to the main part, and it's just like really recreates the feeling of this fucking packed city really well, because there's hundreds of NPCs all over.
Mm-hmm.
And it is you can play it single player, it's online co-op, and it's also couch co-op.
How many people can you play?
I think 4, but the beginning screen,
the loading
screen... Why didn't
we do game
screen,
time of this game?
I'm just saying, the beginning loading screen only shows 3.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if it's 3 or 4.
Well,
that
would have been perfect for us.
And it may still be. Maybe when we get done with this, we'll go ahead and record one of those.
Yep.
So, I think my favorite thing, though, like, as... The world building is really nice at the beginning, and there's a lot of like codexes and stuff, journals that you can find throughout that help you learn about the world. And the beginning screen, though, like after you beat that mini boss and you are ascending to the top before you get out to where all the people were that I was talking about, there's like this little intro screen where it rolls some credits, and you know, like the developer Neon Giant, the developer's logo pops up and stuff, and like, okay, here's like the movie intro to the game, right? Mm-hmm. And it starts to like run through the list of developers, And it's like five dudes.
Five dudes.
It's like five dudes and then another person, like a girl, made the music. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like six people.
That's cool. And
did
small
this?
Teams
That's
do
fucking
that.
Awesome.
It's like Biomutant.
Yeah.
Super small team.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
And I just, like, in my head, like, not just because it's the cyberpunk stuff, but a lot of the aesthetically, it looks like Cyberpunk 2077, like the menu screen.
Yeah.
Like, I came, I just left it on and we went shopping and I came home and I was still on the menu screen. And I thought, like, in my head, I was like, did I start playing Cyberpunk 2077? Like, it's like the same, like, I don't know, blood red, like neon red, that is in Cyberpunk as well, and it all looks really, really good. And I, the reason why I think it's better than Cyberpunk 2077, I did not have it crash on me one fucking
time. One time.
No visual glitches.
Six people.
It all looked really fucking nice. No texture popping. Like, no fucked up lighting.
Yep.
No shadow issues. Like, I know I haven't played that much of it, but goddamn, six motherfucking people.
True.
So, you guys should play The Ascent. Maybe I'll talk a little bit more about it next week. And I think we should definitely do a game time.
Yeah.
We can, I guess we can skip game hype this week and do a game time instead.
We could. All right.
Okay. All right. I think that's all I had. You guys ready to end this bitch?
I mean, yeah, sure.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. This has been Crazy Train of Thought episode, whatever the fuck we're on. Check us out on Twitter, on YouTube. Video episodes go up on YouTube.
Check out NerdPopX.
NerdPopX. Yeah, I forgot to call that out last week. Thank you, Troy. Hoagie and has been doing some stuff with NerdPopX on Instagram mostly.
He's
on
sharing,
Facebook a little bit.
Sharing our posts on Instagram.
Yep, yep.
Doing a better job than I am.
Yeah.
I forget.
Yeah, we'll have to work on that.
Yes.
So, yeah, let us know if you like this episode. Comments on The Ascent, comments on Raji, or on VR Poker if you guys have checked it out. So, yeah, I think we're out of here.
All right.
See ya.
See ya.
That's all, folks.
What the fuck?